This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. Yeah, we are label readers, to be sure. We want to know what's in our food. Some things on the label may create concerns needlessly, though. I'll talk about it coming up after this. I was talking a couple of weeks ago with some tractor restorers. I was at one of the antique tractor shows. And they were talking about everything they do to make a tractor look so good. Every part. But what about what's inside? Well, a couple have told me in the past they make sure that their restoration includes Mystic lubricants. And when I quizzed them about it, they said, we can't afford to have a product that we've restored that someone puts trust in breaking down because it isn't being cared for from the inside. The JT5 Universal Transhydraulic Fluid is one of the products that those folks use, specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. Get more information. Find your Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. mysticlubes.com. The International Food Information Council came out with the results of a study they did showing just what the label can do to affect perceptions of consumers if the words bioengineered are there and depending on the combination of a logo with those words. The consumers were shown bottles of canola oil. One bottle didn't have any bioengineered logo or text on it. Another bottle had one of the three symbols, a plant, the sun, or a smile. A third bottle had a symbol plus the word bioengineered in the text. A fourth bottle had a symbol plus the words maybe bioengineered. And one other group of consumers were shown just text disclosure without any bioengineered logo. When shown the bottle without any disclosure, just about a third of those respondents had human health concerns. But that went up to 50% when shown the bioengineered plant symbol, and that went up to 51% when text was added to indicate that the product was bioengineered. 57% of the respondents had human health concerns when the words maybe bioengineered were added to the plant logo. The survey also asked about the broader perceptions of GMOs, genetically modified organisms. More than a third of the respondents said they know very little or nothing at all about bioengineered or genetically modified foods. That's about the number who say they have at least a fair amount of knowledge about GMOs. But despite the low level of knowledge, a greater number, 47%, said they avoid GMO foods at least somewhat, according to the survey done by the International Food Information Council. I'll be back after this.